I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
You know what? Let's actually pause the song first. What an intro, dude. Okay. This is also probably going to be short and sweet. So, I didn't take an ice bath this morning, and so I'm mid-put. Just kidding. I didn't. Fuck that. I took an ice bath this morning, and it was good. But here's the thing. So, I actually had something going on last night where I kept on waking up in the middle of the night, and every single time I would think, oh shit, did I sleep past my alarm? Am I gonna have to take an ice bath later and then do the 1,000 push-ups? Holy shit. And I woke up and I got it done. But I woke up at, I don't know the exact times, but it was really close to 1:30, 2:15, 2:50, I don't know, 3:30, I don't know. But yeah, I woke up numerous times throughout the night, just worried sick that I missed my alarm or that I don't have enough time to take an ice bath. And that doesn't matter whatsoever at all. It's just the fact that I said I would. That's the important part. So taking one in the morning and night, whatever. It's the fact that I said I would and I put my word on it. That's why it's absolutely critical that I get it done. So word is everything, right? Word is bond. So it's one of the core values. So I'm writing a whole bunch of shit, and one of them, I want to make social media posts just for the sake of, I guess, developing or getting a personal brand going in the meantime, because, you know, patience is kind of like what you do in the meantime. So I'm waiting for X, Y, and Z, but I'm not just going to sit here and wait. I'm going to do something in the meantime. So that something in the meantime is building something, right? And so I'm working on writing some core value posts, things that are important to me and true to me, things that I personally value. And so that's what I've been working on a little bit. And then pretty much all day today, because I had a lot more time than usual, I've just been working in Photoshop trying to design this cover art for the actual podcast, which is 98.5%, 68.9% sure that it's going to be called Your New Norm. And you can summarize the whole show by saying reject conformity. And I got some assistance from ChatGPT, because I'm just trying to figure out different ways to say certain things. And that's one of the things it spit out. And I was like, huh, that's actually pretty spot on. And actually, if you want to look into it here, what the hell does conformity even mean? Let me go ahead and... Okay, hold on. So conformity. So compliance with standards, rules, or laws. So conformity with the law, compliance with or adherence in accordance with observance or observation, obedience, acquiescence, and respect for. I read something else. This is not what I read, so that's kind of stupid. So we're going to go ahead and pretend I didn't say all that nonsense. So anyway, yeah, your new norm, meaning... Actually, this is a whole other episode, so we'll get into that later. But anyway, I worked on that, and I'll upload the cover art of what I designed, what I think I'm going to... No, I'm not. I'm not going to... Okay, so this is a whole bunch of nonsense, this episode. This is a nonsense episode. I'm not going to... Never mind. Jesus Christ, I'm not doing that. So anyway, didn't have to do the 1,000 push-ups because I kept my word to myself, which feels incredible. And also, I wasn't tired at all today, even though I got shit sleep. But I took an ice bath first. And I'm not saying it's the ice bath that helped, but I wasn't, you know, expending energy thinking about that I still had to take an ice bath, that it was going to interrupt my night, and I had to do these things or whatever. I had to do it at some point. And I'm all cozy in my room just working on my laptop, but I got to get my swimsuit. And so I think that was a huge part in that. So obviously there's a lot of benefits to taking an ice bath, period, but doing it in the morning as opposed to later, especially after a workout, blah, blah, blah. So Yeah, I'm very proud of myself for that. So we're going to do it again tomorrow. Not the 1,000 push-up bullshit again, though, because I'd like to sleep. But I work FedEx tomorrow, so I have a little bit more leeway. I don't have to wake up at the ass crack of dawn, so that's exciting. So no push-ups, but still going to take one in the morning. And yeah, so haven't heard back from the supplement manufacturer. They haven't said shit, which is, it's all good. I'll get an email back soon enough. What else did I do? Let's see. I think that was it. So, a little short and sweet one. Is this even recording, dude? Yeah. A little short and sweet one. I think the main thing that I'm working on right now is getting the other podcast set up and ready to go. Because when I get my new place, I'm definitely going to set up a camera and do some video just so I can get familiar with YouTube and actually get on YouTube for no other reason than to have video content. And then I can splice that up and put it on social and short form and stuff and hopefully help somebody out. Because 9 months ago, I was just a lazy, lost piece of shit with no direction, no confidence, no, I didn't know, you know, I hate saying the word depressed, but I was definitely living one hell of a depressing life. And so I've dug myself out of that hole, incredibly so, and I'm very proud of that. And I would love to help somebody else get out of that hole as well. And looking back at the last 8 months, I'm like, it's not easy by any means, but it's a very simple process. And that's just do things that you don't want to do that you know will benefit you. So if that's eating clean, if that's hitting the gym, that's drinking water, that's taking all your vitamins or whatever, that's sleeping well, that's whatever. Just forcing yourself to do it and keeping your word, even if it means you wake up 5 times in the middle of the night paranoid that you didn't get your, that you've slept through your alarm or you, whatever. It's just, that's, I don't know what else to say other than that. I just kept my word to myself. I kept the promises and I remained committed to the things that I said I was going to do. You know, on day one of 75 hard, I said, okay, I'm doing this. I'm committing to 75 days. And pretty much what I did was just focus on the day to day, every day. And so day one, I was like, okay, I'm just going to win the day today. And I went to bed, woke up, and I was like, cool, day two, let's win the day today. And then I woke up, day three, four, five, six, so on. And that's all I did. That's, I don't know, there's no secret there. I just won every day, one day at a time. So I would love to be able to help somebody realize that for themselves and get out of that hole or whatever they're in and just see that life is so much better when you're pushing the limits of yourself and you're digging deep to find, I guess, what you're capable of. So that's what that podcast is going to be about. So, because there's a lot of social norms, there's a lot of things that we just do because we're told to, or there are a lot of things that we think we're supposed to do because people around us are doing them. And it's just like, dude, think for your goddamn self, you know? Let's get some agency back. Let's think for ourselves. Let's figure out what we want. And so that's what that's about. And your new norm, kind of the idea of that name came about by trying to come up with some sort of name that could, I guess, just illustrate the fact or illustrate the idea that if you're going to live a certain way, you're not going to have your normal is not going to be the average normal. So this is your new norm. You want to live a certain way, then welcome to your new norm. This is what you got to do. And am I an expert in this? Absolutely not. There's a lot of shit that I have no idea about. But I can tell you the life that I was living 9 months ago compared to the life I'm living now, two completely different lives. And this normal for me is much different than the normal for me then. And so I can speak on that. I'm not an expert in it, but I got a lot of experience. You know, I've changed my life around quite drastically, quite quickly. And the fact that I love it and I don't dread it and I'm not bummed or whatever that I miss out on, it's, I don't know. So I'm doing something right. So I can speak to that. So, yeah, that's it. Another shorty, but, yep. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to where Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.